Erevin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Reb Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sosayim. We just said in Mishnah Beis that you can make the Pasim Birois if you have thousands of animals. You can make, and you have a huge bear, a huge bar, you want to put in hundreds of animals feeding at the same time. You can make it as big as you want as long as there are no pirtzes, shi'ar, b'pasin. However, that's not so simple. How big can you make it? Reb Yehuda Omer Ad Beis Sosayim. Ad Beis Sosayim is a very interesting shir. Ad Beis Sosayim goes like this. There's a, what's called, all over Chazal. You have this, by the way, in Bava Basra, many places in Shas. Comes up in Erechin. This is one of Chazal's classic shirim. An area of land where you could plant a saw, which is a measurement of anything, measurement of apples, potatoes. How much, not clear if it's barley or chitin, how much land do you need to plant to produce a saw's worth, a saw volume of, like we said, either chitin or sair? Chazal give a measurement. We have no way of measuring that because our ground and our wheat and barley are not exactly the same thing. But Chazal give a measurement that the size of a base saw is an area of 50 by 50 amas. A base sosayim then is not 50 by 50 amas, it's 100 by 50 amas. Base sosayim is Chazal's mokoim that beyond that is considered not a regular mokoim, that's hukaf ledira. Hukaf ledira is a derabbanan dika concept, pepashtus. Midaraisa, there's no difference how big a rishus hayochid is. You can have a rishus hayochid the size of a shed where you park your bike, a little literally a dal by dal tvachim. Or you could have a rishus hayochid that's blocks and blocks and blocks long. Doesn't make a difference. But Chazal have a definition of an area which is not really a rishus hayochid, is not really being used for tachlis hadiur. Beyond that, Chazal said it's already iffy if that can be considered an enclosed area. The reason why this is the area, the Gemara explains, the Rishonim Amarchiv on this, is that the area of 100 by 50 amas, this base Sosayim, Chazal give their way of defining it, base Sosayim, but really the area of 100 times 50 is the area of the Chatzar HaMishkon, which means that that size. And the Chatzar HaMishkan, the Rishonim explained, wasn't exactly anybody's living room. Chatzar HaMishkan was an enclosed area, and it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, despite the fact that it's a pretty large size. Since we have a Furush in the Torah, in Parshas Truma, that 100 by 50 is a Mokim, that's Mukav with Mechitzas, is considered enclosed, so Melech Chazal couldn't Asur up less than that. Look how all these are only definitions which are the Rabbanon. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that definition will also come into play in the Din of Pasi Birois. Chazal don't want a huge area in the middle of the desert going towards Yerushalayim. You have a huge area, which, what does that have to do with Yerushalayim? It's an enclosed area. It's really an open area. You put some pieces of wood circling it, but not really a Rishus HaYochid in the sense of being miyuchid l'tzorich echod. So Chazal only allowed the Pasei Birois to be used only up to the size of a Beis Sosayim, 100 by 50 amas. Square that off, 5,000 square amas, which we're going to see, Behemshech HaMishnah is really a shear of 70 and 2/3 square. 70 and 2/3 times 70 and 2/3 is a grand total of 5,000. Reb Yehuda Imad Beis Sosayim. Omru loy, the Chacham say no. In Pasei Birois, since that place right now is where the Oile Rigolim are camped out, that's a mokum that's miyuchad ladira, even temporarily. So Mel, over there you can make it as big as you want. Where did Chazal put into place the limitation that they don't want to Rishus HaYochid stretching endlessly, and the shear for that will be a basis? And what type of mokum, which is not miyuchad ladir, le'omru Beis Sosayim, this shear of Beis Sosayim, they only said, Elo legino ulekarfev. A gina and a karfev are two places which are not used bechlal for diur. A gina, by the way, doesn't mean somebody's backyard, even though we call it that in Ivrit. It means a place where there are plants growing, a place where people don't walk around, a place that's not miyuchid for recreation or relaxation, etc., etc. We're not talking about a park that has bushes and shrubs and grasses that you walk on and enjoy. We're talking about a place which is oimid to plant and produce. Meli, you don't walk on it. Karfeif is an area that's outside of a city. It's a place that's bechlal not shayach to a person's mokim dira, but it could be an enclosed area where you put big piles of wood, lumber, etc., etc. Gino and Karfev are two of Chazal's definitions, which we'll learn about more throughout the length and breadth of Erevin, are places that are not miyuchid ledira. There's going to be enough communis in that on the Rabbana Diga level of Eruv Chatzes. We'll see him at Hashem in the second half of the Masechta. Over there, Chazal put the places, since those places are not miyuchod, so then they can't be considered yochid, and Chazal disallowed you to be makivit and consider Rishus HaYochid. This is the origin, by the way, when you put up a town Eruv around any town which is more rural, you're always going to meet up in that town with places that are Bechalal Nanamokim Dira. The streets are, people walk, people drive. The houses, the backyards, the front lawns, the back lawns, etc. But what about wooded areas? And I'm not talking about where there are trails and paths, because those are miyuchid latiul. Those are tashmishe dira. I'm talking about, Chazal have a lot of different definitions, but if you have a place that's wooded or marshland in a town in that's rural, there's usually going to be such places. If you have a place of 5,000 square meters, which is not that big, by the way, then that will be considered a mokum, which can't be considered a shosei yachid. If that place is open to the town, so then you have a place which is can't be considered enclosed as a shosei yachid, it'll parcel up the whole enclosure. What you're going to have to do when you build an eruv around the town is to enclose, and this is one of the ikur difficulties, the din of hukaf ledira, one of the ikur difficulties in making town eruvim in rural areas. Go to Muncie or Lakewood or any place that's out of a real city streets, you're going to have a mokim, mukav, you're going to have many mokimis that are not mukav ledira. You're going to have to enclose them separately in order to block them off with Tzuris HaBesa. You're going to block them off of the town Erev, and thereby they won't parcel the mokim that they're open to. We just said something, I'll just elaborate for a second. Whenever you have a mechitzas around the Rishus HaYochid, if you have an area inside that Rishus HaYochid that can't be considered Rishus HaYochid, it's considered a karmelis, where midrabbonon you can't carry there, so then everything that's mukav Rishus HaYochid on a drabbonon level becomes also to carry. It's open to the karmelis. Rishus HaYochid means it has to be completely Rishus HaYochid. So if drabbonon disallowed wooded, marshy areas from being included in the definition of Rishus HaYochid, you're going to have to enclose them separately to block them out of the Hekif Mechitzois, which is included in the Erev. It's a very, very big principle. So this is by Agina and Akarfef. Avol, the Mishnah is now going to list off areas which are not exactly living areas, but they're considered annexes to a person's living area. A deer. Avolim hoyo deer. A deer is a mokoim that has Mechitzos around it. A deer is an agricultural area, but it has a little hut there for the roya. So mele is considered a mokum mukif mechitzas ledira. Oy sachar. Sachar is in Aramaic, is the word schor schor, means going around in a circle. Soviv is sochor in Targum. So a sachar is a place that's enclosed that animals shouldn't wander off. It's also considered a mokum mukif. Oy mukta. Mukta kishmai kenu, it's separated. Separated from what? It's a place behind the house where a person has storage. He has sukkah panels there, pieces of wood. That's also part of a person's living space. So that's also considered a mokum mukav. Oy chotzer. Chotzer is for sure part of a person's living space, even though it's outside. But a person does tashmishe dira there, like we explained in the first parak. Afilu beis chameshes kurin, even if it's a huge shetach. Chameshes kurin is, a kur is 30 saw. So it's 15 times bigger than a base asayim. Afilu base aseres kurin, even if it's 30 times bigger. Mutter is mutter, the whole thing is considered one Rishus HaYochid. You can have a huge place miles wide, and it will all be considered one Rishus HaYochid. U mutter laharchit kol shuhu, u bavad sheyar bepasin. This goes back, the Chacham that argue in Rabbi Yehuda hold that by the Be'erois, by the Be'erois that are there for the Eilei Regalim, you can be marking as much as you want. It's considered a Makabuk of Ladira, and therefore, the only requisite is going to be that you're going to have to stick in more boards in order to make sure that there's no pierces. Now, there's another big idea that we have to explain in the context of this Mishnah. It's really also Agdama to Mishnah Dalad. And that is, we just said that if a Mokim is a Mokim, it's Mokim Ladira. It could be a huge enclosed area, miles and miles long. Does that mean that if you have the whole North America as an island, let's say you'd be able, and I'm asking this tongue-in-cheek, if you'd be able to define the whole area of a continent as Mukim Mechitzis, how would that be? I mean, who puts up a fence around the whole North America or around the whole Australia? But let's say you go to each side of the water and there are sheer cliffs where the drop is sharp enough that it would be considered Mukim Mechitzis. If the angle is sharp enough, we'll learn about that later, how to measure that. So that would be considered the side of a wall. And then you really have this, very often, the sea, there's a level, there's a mamasha drop-off, and it can be considered Mukim Mechitzis. What would be if you'd have an island? Okay, not North America. But Taisus says, based on the geography, that Eretz Yisrael can be considered a Mukim Mechitzis. By the cliffs of Rosh HaNikra, if you go there, by Haifa, there's a drop-off. And on the other side, mountainous, if you go towards Syria, there's mountains over there that are mamash sheer, and you'll have Mokim Mukim Mechitzis. Maybe the whole Eretz Yisrael should be considered one Rishos HaYachid because of the natural borders surrounding it. Many islands can be considered Rishos HaYachid. So what's the cutoff point? Could you have as big as you want? So Tosfos asked the Kasha, like we just said, in Daf Chof Beis, and Tosfos says something very, very important. Tosfos says that by a Mechitzos that are natural, not man-made borders, over there you can have, who knows how big. We'll qualify that in Yitzhak Hashem, the next Mishnah, but the basic distinction is natural mechitzas, as opposed to mechitzas or asuyas bidei odom. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran have a different approach. They're not mechalak between mechitzas asuyas bidei shamayim or bidei odom. They're mechalak between something that goes beyond the point where the eye could see. At Shiira Ha'ayin, that would be considered when a person is Roya Atzmoy in an enclosed area. Could you get claustrophobia if you're in Eretz Yisrael? I mean, maybe you could because there's many people and there's a lot of traffic lights. But I'm asking, it's not that it's Mukim Mechitzos. People that get claustrophobic if they're inside. If you're on an island that's miles wide, you're going to get claustrophobic. No. What's the cutoff point? When you see yourself enclosed, how wide is that? As far as the eye can see. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva. What about the island of Manhattan? If you have on one side, you have the docks, and on the other side, makes the whole cheshbon. The other side, you have rocks, you have cliffs. Maybe you'll consider it a Mokim Mukim Mechitzos. The whole island, how far is Atcha'ayin Roya? Chazal give one shim b'choyres. It's not clear if that's the Metzius of today. Fascinating discussions, which obviously we don't have time for. But this is really the place that brings this up. If you have a mokum that's mokum mechitza that can be as big as you want, even as said as kurim, so how far? So we just put down, again, one of the ikker shroshim in dining in a place like Brooklyn or Manhattan, whether you could build mechitzas, whether you could build an eruv around it. Very important Mishnah. And now for Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah Dalad is, again, one of the ikker mishnayis of which an understanding is necessary for whether you can make city eruvim. We're talking about in busy cities. Reb Yehuda Oimer, im hoisa derech harabim mafsikosom. Again, the basis of the discussion, the area that Chazal are discussing over here, is a mokum that's mokum mechitzos pasi birois. Im hoisa derech harabim mafsikosom. What happens if the road cuts straight through the well? That means the Eilei Regalim are coming on a highway, a long stream of Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, Eilei Yerushalayim to come close to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. They're going down the road. In the middle of the road, there's a bear. You want to be makiv that bear. Basically, you're telling the Eilam a minute before Shkia, this is where you're stopping for Shabbos. Friday night, you're going to hear thousands of Yidin singing Komikad Shavi. Beautiful. How are you going to feed the animals? You're makiv with Pase Berois, you makif the bear that's in the road. If the Derech HaRabim, that's in the highway, cuts straight through Derech HaRabim Afsikosom, Yisalken Letzdodim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're going to have to divert the road, because any place, even if it's Mukaf Mechitzos, if a Derech HaRabim cuts through it, if it's Miyuid LeHiluch HaRabim, you can't consider that an enclosed area. This is what's known B'Loshon Chazal as Rishus HaRabim Baki Va'iluch. Rishus HaRabim is Baikeh, it breaks, it bursts the yichud of that mokim being mokim mechitzos. It defines it as an area that's not enclosed. Consider Rishus HaRabim. You're going to have to divert the highway around the Be'er. No choice. V'chachomim oimrim einoi tzorich. V'chachomim say no. The fact that a Rishus HaRabim cuts straight through right now to Mokim Mukim Mechitzos. Now this is a major player, this Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachomim, in whether you could have a Mokim Mukim Mechitzos that has major streets. You want to enclose Brooklyn in Mechitzos. You have Ocean Parkway cutting straight through one side of Brooklyn to the other side of Brooklyn. You have a Rishus HaRabim. That's all. By the way, as an aside, Rishus HaRabim, How many people have to go to make it into a Rishus HaRabim? Famous Machlokes, major Machlokes, the Halacha counts Rishonim al Gabi Rishonim. Do you need 600,000 people in order to define it as a Makom Rabim? The Oyla Regalim was certainly 600,000 people. Millions of Yidin streamed towards Yerushalayim. So there you have it. That's the context of our Mishnah. But there's a major Machlokes Rishonim when you're talking about cities not as big as New York. The Paiskim that talk, the Beis Hefrayim, the Mishkan Siakim, the classic G'dayli Achreinim that discuss these issues in the 19th century. We're talking about Paris and London and Moscow. Big cities. Could you be makif with Rishus HaYochid? Could you be makif with Mechitzas? Does the fact that there are city streets, Rishus HaRab, Bekeh Vo'ila, and it breaks open the heck of Mechitzas? Normally, when you have Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, Nalach should be like the Chachom. Here, actually, in the Gemara, there's a major Machlokes of Yechon and Belozer, a Machlokes Amiroyim, a Machlokes Rishonim, based on that, on how to paskin. The Mishkan Es Yankiv, the preeminent Talmud of Chaim Valoshner, in the early 19th century, had problems with a lot of the city Eruvim, and part of his cheshbon is that he holds, based on the Rajman, on the Ritvan, on the other Rishonim, that the Halach is like a Yehuda, that Rishus HaRabim breaks through Rishus HaYochid. L'maisa, the Poskim hold not that way. The Beis Ephraim went with other Rishonim that hold that not B'keh Vo'ila. Now, what we have in the Mishnah is only that the Mechitzos that are Diyumdin, which are ad hoc Mechitzos, those are broken open by a Derech Rishus HaRabim if you go with the Shita of Reb Yehuda. What about if you have walls proper around the city? They're not. Even if you have a Rishus HaRabim going through, proper walls define an area as enclosed. Here comes another Machlokes Rishonim. Great Machlokes Rishonim between Tosfos and the Rashba and Avovah Medbeis. What about if you have Tzuros HaPesachs? The way we enclose with Big Eruvin is we don't put walls. It's prohibitive. You're not going to put walls around the whole Brooklyn. But what you do is you makiv it with wires, with Tzuros HaPesachs. If you put Tzuros HaPesachs around, are those ad hoc mechitzas because they're not real walls, they're virtual mechitzas? Or we look at those as real mechitzas and they're not broken open? Another Machlokes Rishonim, which is a major and crucial player in the discussion of how to enclose a city, a town, as a Rishus HaYochid. Now we have another discussion. As we said, the Pasei Birois, the Diyumdin, they're not Oymen Merubah, they're ad hoc mechitzas. We're not matter them beyond what's a tzorich for the Oyli Regolim. That being said, the Mishnah over here is going to discuss Machlokes Tanoim, what are the criteria for which types of drinking areas are mutter to use the Yumdin for. Echod, the Tanakhama says, Bor HaRabim. A bor in a be'er is like this. A bor is a place that's a well. It's filled up with rainwater. It could dry out. It could empty out. Sometimes wells get empty. A be'er is where there's a spring. There's a natural source of water. It's ever flowing. You see that when the Navi Yirmiyahu gives Klal Yisrael Teichocha, he says that you're latching on to boirois, where the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah is a be'er. It's alive. It's ever flowing. It's an ever refreshing source of wisdom and chiyus. That's just for Amar Mokim. Echad bar harabim, ube'er harabim, ube'er hayochid, oyselam pasim. Aval le'boer hayochid, over here we're talking about a well that's owned by a yochid. A be'er could be owned by a yochid also. A be'er we're always going to be matir because a be'er is never going to run out of water. So we'll always allow it to be mukaf. A boer, problematic, because it could run out of water if it's a dry season. So memela, a boer harabim will allow that to be mukif mechitzis with the yomdin, because if it's dried up, since it belongs to the rabbim, some other people will remind each other not to use the yomdin. Aval leboer hayochid, there we are not going to allow these type of ad hoc yomdin mechitzis. Oyselay mechitzis gavay asar tvachim, you need to make a proper fence. Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Same way in the first parak, we're not going to allow chavolim, just strings, unless it's a mokum tzerich, we're not going to allow the mechitzis of the yomdin by a bar yochid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Oimer, he's somewhat mekel. Ein oisin pasin, I'm sorry, he's machme. Ein oisin pasin, el le be'er harabim bovad. You need tartili tivusa, you need it should be a be'er, not going to run out. Plus you need it should be a mokum rabim. Ul shar, if it's a private drinking spot, or it's a bar. It's interesting, Reb Kivi uses the word when he doesn't allow pasin, diyumdin, he calls it a mechitza. Reb Yehuda ben Bava calls it a chagura. The pashtus is, we're trying to explain what that means is, a mechitza means a proper fence. Kivi's machmir. Reb Yehuda ben Bava will allow you to put up chavolim, he'll allow you to put up strings. Chagura is strings, like a gartel. In Ivrit, the way to say a gartel is a chagura. So when you're putting up strings around, even though it's also a shtickle shvach mechitza, but it's enough for anything that's a be'er or a bo'er, even if it doesn't fit the criteria of a be'er or rabbin. So he's makel on that. Ul shar ois chagura gavoya asor tvachim.